There was a country gallant that wasted had his talent, not dreading what would fall out, would needs a wooing ride, unto a lass of the city that courteous was and pretty. This damsel neat and witty he would go make his bride. This lass she had of wealth good store, her stack was 60 pound and more. Though some supposed her to be poor, the same hath late been tried. Rock the cradle, rock the cradle, rock the cradle, John. There's many a man rocks the cradle when the child's none of his own. Unto this lass incontinent, the young man went with good intent. His love was fixed and firmly bent to take her to his wife. Quoth he, my sweet, well-loved of last, my heart is in thy bosom placed. Let not my suit be now disgraced. I'll love thee as my life. Said she, your suit I must deny, for I have vowed a maid to die. If I lose my virginity, I surely breed my strife. Rock the cradle, rock the cradle, rock the cradle, John. There's many a man rocks the cradle when the child's none of his own. I have been wooed by Harry, but I indeed will tarry. I do not mean to marry, why I on earth remain. Sweet William and young Thomas too, and Richard hath made much ado. And Ned with tears did often woo, but Humphrey did complain. All these brave gallants I'd forsake, I prithee, John, no more words make. But to some other's course betake, I do thy suit disdain. Go rock the cradle, rock the cradle, rock the cradle, John. There's many a man rocks the cradle when the child's none of his own. The man no whit dismayed, that which she had said, but with his sweetheart stayed, and did request her still. He did entreat her favor, 'twas all that he did crave her, that he might wantonly have her, his fancy to fulfill. My heart doth fry in Cupid's fire, thy beauty I do much admire. Then yield my love to my desire, or else a man you kill. Rock the cradle, rock the cradle, rock the cradle, John. There's many a man rocks the cradle when the child's none of his own. When she herself did understand, she had a fool caught by the hand. Her ship she knew was soundly manned, her belly wondrous round. Thought she, this is a friend of mine, it's best make hay while sun does shine. Yet to something I will him join, before my fault be found. Said she, if I be made thy wife, thou must be humor all thy life, and careful be for fear of strife, like to a pretense bound. Rock the cradle, rock the cradle, rock the cradle, John. There's many a man rocks the cradle when the child's none of his own. In the morning, if I thee desire, thou must rise up and make a fire, and other things I shall require which thou must undertake. My breakfast thou must dress also, that I from bed to it may go. All these hard tasks and many more thou must not then forsake. To brush my gown and set my band, to clean my shoes at my command, thy business thou must understand, if I the word but speak. Rock the cradle, rock the cradle, rock the cradle, John. There's many a man rocks the cradle when the child's none of his own. And when we chance to have a child, thou must like to our father mild, unto the same be reconciled, and dance it on thy knee. If the infant cry for pap, thou then must take it in thy lap, and feed it well that ever hap, if John will marry me. Thou must take pains as thou art able to make the bed and serve the table, and lay the young one in the cradle whilst I sing merrily. Rock the cradle, rock the cradle, rock the cradle, John. There's many a man rocks the cradle when the child's none of his own. Sweetheart, quoth he, to please thee, I'll do all things to ease thee. I will not once his ease. thee, or yet my love of a lay. My hands under your feet I'll lay, and wind shall not my love annoy, so thou wilt be my only joy, I'll love thee to the end. I'll make the bed a house, I'll sweep, and lull the baby fast asleep. What you command myself will keep, and will my humor bend. Rock the cradle, rock the cradle, rock the cradle, John. There's many a man rocks the cradle when the child's none of his own. To this they both agreed, and married were with speed, for she had wondrous need, as you shall hear hereafter. The same day month that they were wed, the married man was finally sped, his wife was safely brought to bed, and both a son and daughter. By which the midwife when was brought, quoth she, you have a strange thing wrought, two children in a month begot, and so to couple after. Rock the cradle, rock the cradle, rock the cradle, John, said he, the children I will rock, for why they be my own. He kissed the girl and loved the boy, he said, you are a father's joy, they're many in a great annoy, because they have no child. I knew a lord, a lady fair, and did desire to have an heir. Now I myself have got a pair, and they are both beguiled. My wife is fruitful now, I see, and well with some great increase bring me. They are your own assuredly, then said the midwife mild. Rock the cradle, rock the cradle, rock the cradle, John. There's many a man rocks the cradle when the child's none of his own. See here, the boy is like his dad, which well may make your heart foot glad. Cheer up yourself and be not sad for that which here is done. His ruby lips do plain disclose his cherry cheeks and dad's own nose. For £20 I will not lose, quoth he, my little son. So well content his fool was found, he leapt for joy above the ground. Did sorrow show, quoth he, be drowned, since new or fresh begun. Rock the cradle, jog the cradle, thus I'll have it known. I love to rock the cradle, the children be my own. All you which now have heard this ditty, take heed with wife, now you do sit ye. For if you came to London city, you quickly may be sped. As here you see this country lad, within 1 month was made a dad, though he but little share it had, his wife was brought to bed. And now this simple woodcock, the cradle is constrained to rock, his neighbors doth divide and mock, cause he is so besled. They shout and cry, and to him say, still the children, John, 'tis enough to make them mad, to think they be none of his own.